or what dinner was supposed to look like, or even what time people were supposed to eat. Sometimes they wouldn't sit down until 8 o'clock, long after everyone else had finished doing their dishes. During the meal, Mr. Tomkey would occasionally pound the table and point at his children with a fork, but the moment he finished, everyone would start laughing. I got the idea that he was imitating someone else, and wondered if he spied on us while we were eating. When fall arrived and school began, I saw the Tomkey children marching up the hill with paper sacks in their hands. The son was one grade lower than me, and the daughter was one grade higher. We never spoke, but I'd pass them in the halls from time to time, in attempt to view the world through their eyes. What must it be like to be so ignorant and alone? Could a normal person even imagine it? Staring at an Elmer Fudd lunchbox, I'd tried to divorce myself from everything I already knew. Elmer's inability to pronounce the letter R, his constant pursuit of an intelligent and considerably more famous rabbit. I tried to think of him as just a drawing, but it was impossible to separate him from his celebrity. One day in class, a boy named William began to write the wrong answer on the blackboard, and our teacher flailed her arms, saying, "Warning, Will! Danger! Danger!" Her voice was synthetic and void of emotion, and we laughed, knowing that she was imitating